Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. O splendor of eternal light, who in full glory dwells on high, the world began as light from light, all goodness in our Abba's sight. Upon the twilight chaos played, your wisdom forming night and day. As night descends to you we sing, to hover near on brooding wing. Forgive the wrongs we cannot bear, lest overwhelmed by worldly care, our hearts forget eternal life, and dwell in exile from its light. Let heaven's spirit pulse within, replace with love all grievous sin, thus casting every fear away. With cross we follow in your way. O mighty Abba, hear our cry, through Jesus Christ our love most high, whom in the Spirit we adore, who reigns with you forevermore. Amen. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything. In the name of our love, Jesus Christ, we praise and thank you, O God, through your word, Jesus Christ, through whom you have enlightened us by revealing the light that never fades. Joy to all creatures, honor, feasting, and delight. Night is falling, and day's allotted span draws to a close. We have enjoyed your gift of daylight. Brighten now our evening hours. We praise and glorify you, Abba, through your Son, our love, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our God answers to no one in heaven or on earth. Not to us, Adonai, not to us, but to your name give the glory, because of your truth and love. Lest the nations say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, and answers to no one. Their gods are crafted by hand, nothing more than silver or gold. They have mouths that are mute, and eyes that are blind. They have ears that are deaf, and noses that cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, their feet cannot walk, no sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who worship and trust in them. Let all of Israel trust in Adonai, who is their help and their shield. Let the house of Aaron trust in Adonai, who is their help and their shield. All who reverence God, trust in Adonai, who is your help and your shield. God remembers us and will bless us. will bless the house of Israel and bless the house of Aaron. Adonai will bless those who worship, the little no less than the great. May God bless and grant you increase for you and for all your children. May you be truly blessed by Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to Adonai, but the earth is entrusted to us. The dead do not sing God's praises, nor those who go down into silence. But we who live bless Adonai, Abba, word and breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Our God answers to no one in heaven or on earth.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Through faith, you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free person, there is not male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's children, heirs according to the promise. Thanks be to God.
Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no such thing as Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Who do you say that I am? Asks Jesus. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever.
Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Who do you say that I am? Asks Jesus.
You are the Christ, Son of the living God.
That all who profess Jesus is the Christ may overcome what divides us and join our voices in proclaiming good news for the poor. Let us pray. That political and economic leaders may be filled with a spirit of cooperation and work together for the common good of all people and the whole of creation. Let us pray. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence. Let us pray. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of life and love, you sent Jesus to reveal your self-emptying love that creates, redeems, and sustains the universe and everything that exists. Be with us on these longest days of the year as our earth reaches the summer solstice. May our celebrations of the brightness, warmth, and abundance of summer inspire us to share your light and life with those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of light bless us and all of creation with the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.